Sammy with I Like. It's 101.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's number one for hip hop and R&B, home of the Russ Poir Morning Show. Flashback Friday on the Ebony J Show, the only show where real talk meets real people. And I have a special guest in the building today. His name used to be Sammy, but he's Lee Bush now, and he is definitely in the studio. It's Good Morning, King.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Now, boy, you done changed your name. What is up with this, Sammy?
Lee is my middle name. Bush is my last name, just like Sammy is my first. So it's Sammy Lee Bush. That's my government. That's all. We was working on this project, this EP, and I was thinking, like, what could we do that was kind of dope that would, like, start this crazy marketing ploy? And I was like, if Sammy switched to Lee Bush, that would create some ruckus. And, you know, the EP debuted in the top 10 on iTunes, so I think it was quite successful.
So, basically what you're saying is you changed your name because it was part of promotion for the EP?
That, and also, I think what we as artists, we always have to be innovative, and we always have to, every time we come out with a project via EP, mixtape, or album, I think it's a fresh start, it's a new start. So, I'm grown now, I'm 27, so I think that it was also a good segue into manhood, and my lyrical content, of course, has changed as well as the instrumentation. So it was just a concoction of things that we felt would give birth and the expansion of the Sammy brand.
Oh, let's talk about the Sammy brand, because your voice then changed. It sounds a little deeper now.
Oh, yeah, you caught me in the morning, too. This that real live early morning, sexy good morning type thing you got. I got going on.
I'm feeling that sexy good morning. Can you hit a note for me or something?
I got you. That's not a problem at all.
Yeah, give me a freestyle or something.
It's like, everybody needs somebody, someone to love. Cause no one wants to be alone. We ain't built like that, no. I'm open, baby. I'm gonna jump with no parachute. Will you catch me?
I catch you like a cowboy.
I could dig it.
Look at you. Boy, that's a big change for, like, back in the day. I like it, though.
Yeah. I'm grown, man. It's crazy to still be around and to be loved. And I get fans every day via my Instagram and Twitter and social media inquiring about, you know, what I'm up to and when's the next album coming. So I'm just blessed to be around, man, because it's so easy to come and go. So to have longevity in this business, it's just a true blessing, and I'm forever grateful to the fans, and I thank God for it every day.
That first album was a classic, so I think you kind of stuck with us for life, because we're going to always want more. Like, Crazy Thing I Do for Love, oh my goodness, bro.
Yeah, you know, and I was in the studio last night with I'm doing a lot of writing behind the scenes, and I was working with Jazzy Faye, and we were just talking about how as an artist it's so important to have certain records that will stick with the fans and the consumers for a lifetime. So records like I Like It and Crazy Things I Do for Love and Hardball, it takes you back to your childhood. And mm-hmm. then I was blessed in high school to have You Should Be My Girl and Come With Me, and then, you know, for the college years, Kiss Me Through the Phone. So I had pretty good commercial success that stuck with the fans, and I think they've grown up with me, and that's just amazing. You know what I'm saying? I can't really plan that, but it's super humbling to have that type of following from 99 all the way to now.
Now, are you coming to the Natty sometime soon?
Of course. Cincinnati showed me mad love, you know what I'm saying? So I got to make my way out there. We're about to release two singles of mine. I'll make sure you get it first.
And, yes.
As soon as we do that, we know we're hitting the promo run, and Cincinnati is definitely on the bill.
Okay, I was just making sure, because, you know, we love us some Sammy.
I appreciate it. I love y'all back.
Now, it's a lot of artists like 7 Streeter and Tiana Taylor, and, I mean, oh, my goodness, we got so many great female artists. Is there any female that you really would want to collaborate with?
I think the dream come true would be Brandy. I think she's, like, by far, rest in peace, Whitney Houston. Next to Whitney is the greatest female vocalist to me. But I'm a big, big Tiana Taylor fan. I think she has the swag to be a superstar. I'm happy that she finally got an album out and Def Jam got behind her and pushed her. And then, of course, 7 Streeter is amazing talent, too, and I respect her pen game. So either or, you know, I think we would be able to create an amazing record. I support both artists wholeheartedly.
Look at you talking about Brandy, though. See, that's crazy because we grew up on Brandy.
Right. Yeah, I love her voice, man. She's super dope, and I think that she gets the respect from an industry standpoint. People really, really understand how much of a beast she is, but I just admire her. You know what I'm saying? Her voice is just one of a kind. So if I could do a record with Brandy, it would be like a dream come true, to be honest with you. I think both of us locally could do some tremendous things with the record.
Now, what artist inspires you?
You know what? I grew up watching Usher, of course. I think he set the blueprint for R&B artists like myself to evolve from a child to a man. You know what I mean? He's 36 years old now, so and still relevant, just got off tour and still doing his thing. So I think that's admirable. Marvin Gaye, I think he is the definition of swag before the swag word, you know, came to light. You know, he's just real smooth, and the ladies really dug him back in his day. R. Kelly is the king of R&B, and then I think, like, to top it off would be Stevie Wonder. Those are, like, my biggest musical influences.
Look at you knowing about your music, boy.
Of course, indeed.
Everybody you name, for real, been put on. And they got those kind of albums that we can listen to it from beginning to end.
There you go. Timeless music. That's what R&B is about. I think we've gotten caught up in the hip-hop influence, and we've become so trendy these days. But I'm praying that, you know, the industry comes back full circle to where we can just give them substance and vulnerability with a little splash of turn up, as my assistant would say, and create some everlasting music. That's kind of what I've been creating for the past year as I've been working on my EP and album. So I'm just excited to give the fans new music and to make my mark once again in the industry from a mainstream standpoint.
So when are you really planning to drop?
Two singles, like I said, will be out by my birthday, March 1st. We're dropping that. And then I'm giving, I could tell you about it. It's called Series 3187, where I'm giving the fans four records at LeeBush.com. I'm excited for that, too, because I've created so much material that, you know, everything can't go on an album or EP. So I'm confident in my craft that I can recreate these smashes that I have. So we're coming this year for sure. But I'm just about to work these singles and really, really touch the people and get out here on the road and really, really impact everybody.
Now, how is this going to be different from your other album?
Of course, when you have From the Bottom to the Top, I was 12 years young, so I was talking about puppy love and trying to figure it out in, you know, the elementary, middle school realm. Then I was like, I guess your teenage heartthrob, so to speak, figuring it out in high school. But now at 27, I've had my fair share of ups and downs in relationships and my encounters with women. So it's very transparent. It's very honest. It's definitely the most sensual I've been publicly from a musical standpoint. And I just think it's time to really be an open book and let the fans into my life. So I talk about infidelity, I talk about love, I talk about pain and heartbreak and sex, and it's just this concoction of a Sammy Lee Bush roller coaster that I've been in relationships, and I think the fans are going to respect my transparency, and I'm excited to give them that and allow them into my life in that way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm excited just from hearing you telling us that, yeah, this is going to be a little bit more about you, and we're able to see what Sammy then went through. What does Sammy know about love? How can he help us out? Because back then we was trying to figure out what love was.
Right,
you said, it was that puppy love, the crazy things we doing, and how we living. But you said you've grown up now, so you trying to tell us, like, these grown things you done learned, new stuff you didn't encounter.
Very much so. I love women, of course, and I've been catering to females since I was young. You know, that's my job as an R&B singer and songwriter. So I'm just really, really mastered the way to put that into song and to create records that's relatable from all realms, both sides of the spectrum, both male and female. And I think that the most vulnerable person we have in the industry is Drake, and it's crazy to me that you have to go to a hip-hop genre to get that. You know what I'm saying? So me as an R&B singer, I was like, I'm going to fill that void and give girls everything that they want to hear and give them the insight, too, of a man's mentality. And that's needed and is missing in the R&B world these days. Like I said, we're so focused on just the turn up and being swagged out and cool, no one's actually taking time out to love these women the right way or to apologize when we do, you know, dumb things such as cheat. So my album is really, really full of records with that content, and I think people are really going to feel and dig that substance.
You better school them, baby. Now, are you dating anyone?
I'm fresh out of relationship. I was off and on with a beautiful spirit for the last, like, 4.5 years. As I've discussed and through my music, I made my fair share of mistakes, and I just feel like I'm not at the point where I could love someone wholeheartedly if I don't love myself the right way first. You know what I'm saying? I'm man enough to really say that now and to really analyze my mistakes and my immature acts in the past. So I'm currently single and just really putting all my focus into God, family, and music, and I think love will align when it's supposed to.
Oh, yeah, it definitely will. What do you seek in a woman as far as, you know, mentally, physical, and spiritually?
Spiritually is first. I'm a God-fearing man. I'm not ever ashamed to say that. So she has to have some type of spiritual connection with not just myself, but, of course, with God first. I like an ambitious woman. I'm a dreamer, you know what I'm saying? I've been living the dream since I was a kid, and it's not easy to survive in this industry. So I need someone to match that intensity and that passion and that drive. I need a girl that's understanding. And I think from a physical standpoint, I'm not like your typical body, you know, oriented man. I like beautiful eyes, nice teeth, nice hands, pretty hair. You know, I really like to be able to admire in that essence, opposed to just from a physical, curvy type situation, which is cool. Like, that's icing on the cake. But I like a gorgeous woman that I could look at.
Look at you. You just grown up into a man. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Now, how do you maintain your, you know, your physique and your body and, you know, your fitness?
I try to go to the gym. I've actually been slacking, but it's a new year, so I'm going to really, really be focused. But even around the crib, I knock out 300 push-ups, 300 crunches daily, so I can take my shirt off on the shows and make the girls go crazy. You know what I'm saying? I jog. I love to run. You know what I'm saying? It's therapeutic, but it's good for your stamina as well. So, and the older I get, the more serious I take my health. So it's just little things, and it's about being, I guess, concrete and setting your ways and making sure you do it daily and not just, you know, here, there. So I stay busy just to make sure the girls still love me, because it all goes together with the voice, the look, and the body. They respect it all. So I got to do it for the ladies.
Do you got any dieting tips?
You know what? I'm a slim dude naturally, so I can really eat ridiculously. But to put on weight, you know, I'm heavy with the carbs, the pastas, the rice, the grains, the bread. But I have the pleasure and luxury, should I say, of indulging in all kinds of unhealthy habits and still getting results, because my physique is very slim, just like my pop. So I don't have to be so strict about what I take in. I know when I'm trying to put on weight, though, I slack, and I'm trying to get the abs right. I don't do too much liquor, and I chill out with the turn-ups when I'm really, really involved and indulged in the gym.
No fair. I'm jealous. Whatever I eat, it's going to show.
Most women, that's the case. But for me, man, since I'm slim, like, I can really, really go chow down, and I got free will to do what I want to do.
What's a normal day like with you?
I wake up. I'm a little weirdo. I love to read. I stay, I keep my eyes and head in a book. So I love to read anything that's going to strengthen me spiritually. Or I'm very business oriented, because I'm hands on with my career. So I'm always educating myself and thinking of different marketing and brand employees to take my career to another level. I meditate. Got two pit bulls, so I spend time with my babies. Like I said, I work out. And then I get straight to the music via writing records or studio sessions and recording things of my own. I always say that you're not who you intend to be, but who you practice being every day. So I want to be like the best artist I could possibly be. So I really, 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 really focus on music at least 15 hours a day in some capacity. Yeah, I really sit and work on my craft every day.
Now, do you have like a studio in your home?
Yeah, at right downstairs, and I got I've done 42 records in the past 12 months, just because I'm able to go downstairs now and just work whenever I feel like it. So it's a luxury to have the studio in the crib. So it's really, really been a blessing, and I've been like this little studio rat because of that. So definitely got the studio in the crib.
Wow, you got all those tracks. So it's like you really put all the tracks together and then sat there and now it's trying to figure out which ones you're going to put on the
EP. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like I said, we picked the singles. I'm excited about those. And then Series 3187, which is pretty much my gift to the fans. I'm giving four records on my birthday to them just for them to marinate on, just some content to have out there. And then probably 12 to 14 records on the album. Everything else will either scratch or get placed elsewhere as a songwriter. But I have a lot of material to choose from.
Ooh, so you do songwriting on the low.
Yeah. I co-wrote Tank's Next Breath in 2012, which went number one, Urban AC. A lot of people didn't know I had anything to do with that record, but I'm actually in the background singing and everything. So that opened my eyes to just not writing things for myself, but writing for the artists. So last week, I had the pleasure of working with my little homie, Jacob Lattimore. I've always been a fan of his talent. So for me to be 27, he's like 18, 19, it was cool to give him records that I feel will, you know, grow him up a little bit and bridge that gap from being a TV and teenage heartthrob to the grown man he's becoming. I just worked last night with Jazzy Faye and this new artist with Columbia Records. Her name's Marissa. She's super dope. So I'm definitely behind the scenes writing and getting these publishing checks in the works. That has to happen.
I heard that. That's what I'm talking about. Get that money, baby.
Indeed, indeed, love, indeed.
Now, before you go, I want to ask you a question. As far as your Instagram and Twitter and social media, do you handle those things on your own, or do you have someone handle it for you?
No, I'm very active, Instagram as well as Twitter. Everybody can follow me at Mr. Lee Bush, MrLeighBush. And I'm thankful for social media, because if utilized the correct way, you can stay connected to your fans in a positive light. So I'm always on there giving some type of life and trying to speak life into other people's lives, and then keeping them also intact with what I'm doing musically. So make sure y'all follow me. I do follow back. And like I said, I'm active on both daily. I run those myself.
Okay, I'm about to follow you right now.
Do that.
What's your favorite quote?
I stated it. You're not who you intend to be, but who you practice being every day. We all kind of want to be like these great, amazing people, but if you don't practice that daily, then you can't become that. You can't evolve to that. And then I always say be great. You'll see that on my social media. I hate mediocrity. I know times is hard for all of us in some shape, form, or fashion, but I don't believe in excuses, and I do believe in God, and I know through Him everything is possible. So I'm big on being great in everything you do. Don't accept failure. Don't accept no from nobody. And I think you should be able to go out there and create an amazing life for yourself, even through the obstacles and barricades that are going to be thrown before you.
Yeah, I think people don't realize that it's not easy, and especially in this business, especially when you're following your dreams, it's not easy. You really got to be ready to just take whatever's thrown at you.
Yeah. I've had my fair share of bumps and bruises and ups and downs, but in retrospect, everything is 2020, and it all starts to make sense. You just have to seek the lesson, learn the lesson, and learn from it, and try not to repeat history, you know what I'm saying, if it was a bad mishap. And keep going, man. It's just crazy how things just start to align. A lot of things really happen as long as you keep the course and stay the course, should I say. So anybody out there that's going through any type of ups and downs and they feel like they can't make it, just know that it just takes a little faith the size of a mustard seed, and it can change your whole circumstance.
That's all it takes. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today, King. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, my love. I appreciate the love and support, and I'll make sure I get you those records ASAP.
Great. We're going to close the show out with some of your old school music, so I got to close it out with Crazy Things I Do For Love. I just love
that.
Do that.
I see that's your jam. I'm going to make sure I rock that and bring that back to life for you.
Ooh, thank you. I'm about to go ahead and throw it back. It's Flashback Friday on the Ebony J Show right here on WizNation.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Bush, a.k.a. Sammy.
I appreciate the love. Thank you.
Close your eyes and vibe with us. Crazy Things I Do For Love. It's 101.1 The Wiz.
I'll put you in a place here, make sure you're tight. Perpetrating, making you think everything's alright. Call you on my cell phone, baby, even on FaceTime. The crazy things I do for love. Lost a baby, acting like the money ain't a thing. Only if you promise, girl, that you ain't trying to gain. Kissing girl and I spend every dollar to my name. Crazy things I do for love.
Movies, hanging out, spending time. Anything my girl wants, phone calls. I love you cards, shopping malls. Nothing's ever too much, I know I can't afford it.
The Ebony J Show is the only show where real talk meets real people. It's 101.1 The Wiz.